basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
Alongside Mike Hull atop the birdcage at Chippewa Falls High School Gym, I'm Mark Halverson, and we've also got Gavin Bovey as our video producer. Dawson Halverson manning the controls back at our WOGO studio. Game one of a triple header this afternoon. Mike, can you believe it?
Wow, three games. A lot of basketball.
A lot of basketball. The Denny Laramie Invitational is a great event that started boys and girls action. Caleb Swenson will have the call with the boys. They bumped it back an hour, so it's a 6:10 pregame. Later on, immediately after that, it'll be the girls' game. So a busy night of hoops, a busy day of hoops, and two more games tomorrow from the Denny Laramie Invitational. We get this one here. You get 1-6 Chippewa against 4-4 Wausau West. And again, here's at the JV game just went to Wausau West a moment ago. I didn't write down the final score. I don't know if you did, but in this one here, Wausau West started winners over Northland Pine 66-46, 60-39 over Merrill, and they beat Prentice 56-47. Then they lost four straight to Eau Claire North, D.C. Everest, Rhinelander, and Stevens Point. Pretty much got blown out in those games, only to beat Medford 70-68 3 days before Christmas, a week ago today, to even their record at 4-4. For your Chi-High Cardinals, their lone win was over Medford, so they each, their lone common opponent, well, one of their common opponents, Medford, Chi-High beat them by seven, first game of the season. Since then, the Cards have lost their last six games. Had a very tight one with Memorial. They lost by a bucket, 59-57. And Chi-High losing to Holman 6 days ago last Tuesday night, 78-68 at Holman.
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing that the non-conference schedule allows is to see how you're matching up across the state. And Wausau West is a challenge for them in terms of a 500 team. But they've also played a really hard schedule. Altoona in there has got the Becker kid, who's really phenomenal. They got a lot of talent in Altoona. They don't have an easy schedule there. Holman's historically been good. And Memorial's a little different this year, but, like, I mean, Hudson, River Falls, they're all very good programs. And Superior's very good this year, too, as well.
Right, absolutely. And so, meantime, as we're looking at this, both teams down some players, as we'll hear, for Chi-High, Kobe Twyman and Grant Von Hayden not with the team today, or at least Kobe is out. I know Grant Von Hayden not here. And then also for Wausau West, Amir Espinoza, 6'2 senior, as well as 5'11 junior Finn Christensen. They're both out as well.
Yeah, that makes a difference, especially for Chippewa. That's like what I think we did the math, about 38% of scoring this year.
Right. You're talking about between those two, Twyman and Von Hayden, that's more than 15 a game for a team that averages about 40.
Right, and that's significant. And also, in terms of just general guard play, handling the basketball, all those situations against pressure, we'll see how Chippewa does if West puts the pressure on them as well.
That is going to be a tough test for sure. We'll hear what both coaches have to say in game one of this triple header. And Coach Lemons of Wausau West, Nate Lemons, we've got what his comments are for you in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Basketball.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports on FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Wausau West head coach Nate Lemons with us. Coach, this is one of those games. It's helpful to play sometime during the holidays, but it always feels a little odd because it's that whole holiday feeling.
Yeah, it is nice, though, because otherwise the break does. It gets a little bit long, and too much time is off isn't a good thing either. So it's been nice. We played right before break started. We were off for 4 days and came back to practice for a few, and then now we got tonight, and then we got a nice break after that too. So it breaks up the season. You know, I think the kids need that, but it also keeps you playing. With 24 games on the schedule, it allows you to space out your games at least reasonably well, so that you're not stacking them on top of each other in February and January.
You guys got a win in your last game over Medford, 70-68. That was a week ago today.
Yeah. Starting to play a little bit better, starting to get healthy. We had some sickness go through us a little bit, and we're a young team, so just guys getting their feet wet and figuring out kind of the varsity game and this level and what it takes night in and night out. So we like our group, and we're starting to play a little bit better and with the intensity that we're looking for and the focus that we're looking for, and had to handle some resilience and some ups and downs in that Medford game, but we were able to make enough plays down the stretch, and so it was a good win for us.
You got two double-digit scorers. You come in here with your 6'3 senior, Cargi Cooper, and also Jackson Riley in double digits.
Yeah, both experienced guys for us. You know, Cargi's obviously a senior that has been on the varsity now. This is his third year. Was part of our team last year that won 19, however many games we won, 19, 20 games. So, you know, he knows what it takes. So he's a guy that we look for. And then Jackson's just, he played for us as a sophomore, and now as a junior, he's had to take a bigger role, and he's done a great job. And he's just a shot maker. He knows how to play the game. He knows how to get himself open. So it's a good start for both of them so far.
I don't know how you view it, but it feels like kind of a dangerous 1-6 team. I mean, they're a team that has the potential to be better than their record shows.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at their record and start trying to judge them, you're going to be in for a really rude awakening. They're better than what their record shows. They've obviously played some teams really tough, and they've played a tough schedule. So we know that it's going to be a tough test tonight, and we got to really keep them off the three-point line, because, you know, they have the capabilities of knocking down outside shots and then limiting. I really like a couple of their post players and their activity on the glass, so we have to be really good at limiting them to one shot.
Mm-hmm. And glad you were able to get here safely. Pretty nasty snowstorm.
Yeah, it worked out good. It hit us early enough yesterday that they were able to get the roads cleared, and wasn't too bad. We got here in good time, so glad we could play it. Glad we could keep the time so that, you know, we got a little bit of time to travel home tonight, so that it's not getting home at midnight and that sort of thing, and then these guys can head into break a little bit more.
Terrific. Coach, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Nate Lemons, the head coach of the Wausau West Warriors, will take another two-minute timeout when we come back. Jason Prue, the head coach of the Cards, Chi-High and Wausau West. We're getting closer to tip-off. Game one of our triple header on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
And our conversation with head coach Jason Prue now of the Chi-Hi Cardinals on WOGO. The first of a triple header is it's Chi-Hi hosting Wausau West. Later, a couple of games, boys and then girls, in the Denny Laramie Invitational. And Coach Prue, you're a McDonald alum.
So. Yeah, Denny Laramie has a big piece of my heart. He was around a lot of my childhood and into high school, and he's dearly missed. All my friends and I always talk about him and bring up Mr. Laramie's stories whenever we're together. So that's pretty cool that they have that over at McDonald, and in remembrance of an awesome man.
Absolutely. Talking earlier with the head coach, Coach Lemons of Wausau West, and this is one of those games where feels a little bit different, but as he was talking about the importance of it, because haven't played since before Christmas, good to get some game action in before the new year.
Yeah, and we had a really, really busy week. Last week we went Friday, Monday, Tuesday, and then we had a little bit of time off, and we were able to get together yesterday before the weather got too bad. So, yeah, we're excited to get out there and get another one in before the new year, and then once we come back after the new year, then we're right back into conference play. So this is a important one for both teams to kind of to see where we're at, compare each other, obviously the Wisconsin Valley versus the BRC, and see where we're at.
Kind of a high-scoring game, the last loss right before Christmas at Holman. But what are you liking that the guys are doing that's trending in the right direction?
Yeah, we scored the ball really well. We scored over 40 points in the first half. We had a 12-point lead at one point in that game, and they got some buckets towards the end. They had a really explosive offense, and it was a 70-68 game with about a minute left, and then the free throw game kind of extended that one out a little bit. But I like the way that we're competing. We have guys shooting the ball with confidence. We got some inside-out actions, and I like where we're at offensively right now.
Yeah, and we heard from Coach Lemons his concern about some of you guys in terms of the ability on the three. They got two double-digit scores for you to be concerned about.
Yeah, those are the returning guys that are really explosive, so we got to do a good job of keeping them in front, and it's a team defensive thing, and that's something that we're striving for, and hopefully we put that out there tonight.
You have to do it without Kobe Twyman and Grant Von Hayden today.
Yeah, a couple of our better guys, and Grant, obviously, the way he sets the tone offensively and defensively, but we're excited about the other guys, and they're ready to compete.
Coach, we wish you the best. If you're a member afterwards, we're upstairs. Love to talk to you.
All right, sounds good.
All right, good luck to head coach Jason Prue, the Chi-Hi Cardinals in Wausau West. We've got it coming for you, the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. In 1 minute, we're back in 60 seconds with Cardinal Boys Basketball on WOGO Sports.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Mark Halverson, Mike Cool. We are atop the bleachers at the Birdcage, the Chi High Gym. Time for the Toys and Four Keys of the game before Chi High hosts Wausau West. Non-conference here between Christmas and New Year's. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mike, how about it?
Well, I think the key for Chippewa is replacing scoring. 38% of your offense is not here tonight, so who fills that void? And then I really do believe it comes down to rebounding for both teams. I think it's when you shoot a lot of threes, I think both teams seem to do. Rebounding is going to really matter in this game. So I think those are the two keys. And then also I think just to see if they can change the tempo of where their offense has been lately.
There you go. Those are your Toys and Ford keys to the game. Brought to you by the dealer. We find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people enter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Game one of our triple header to be followed later by the Denny Laramie Invitational across the street. We'll take a break. When we come back, the starting lineups in basketball, your Chi High Cardinals hosting visiting Wausau West Warriors here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Here's what they're saying about Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgala for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgala did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
2.5 to go here, first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime. And Colleen hits another one. Wow, between Colleen and Tedley Anderson. It's a big one shooting contest.
Claire Ruff in traffic, whips it back out. Erin Siegenthaler for her third three.
The night, you better believe it.
Look good from here.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toys and Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Chi High hosting Wausau West here on WOGO. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Let's sketch the starting lineup with public address announcer Dave Hanson.
A 5'11 junior guard, number 3, Miles Wolgomo. A 6-foot junior guard, number 11, Jackson Riley. And a 6'5 sophomore guard forward, number 24, Matthew Heilman. Head coach of the Wausau West Warriors, Nate Lemon, assisted by Jason Teske. A 6'3 junior guard, number 5, Cale Dillenbeck. A 6'5 senior forward, number 21, Conrad Gabauer. And a 6'2 senior forward, number 24, Connor Kalinski. head coach of the Triple Falls Cardinals is Jason Prue, assisted by Jason Nicol. Your official for today's contest are Tyler Schroeder, Nick Weisbeck, and Ryan Meyer. Let's play basketball.
All right, the veteran public address announcer, Dave Hansen, Mark Halverson, and Mike Houle, Gavin Bobie, our video producer, and Dawson Halverson, our radio producer. And again, while Wausau West is 4-4, they're at the bottom of the Wisconsin Valley Conference at 0-2, tied with Rapids there. Marshfield on top at 2-0. And also, Chippewa is truly at the bottom of the BRC at 0-3. New Richmond and Hudson on top at 2-0. All right, so Marshfield, they get Wausau West in the dark uniforms. They've got the ball, dark blue, navy blue, with the gold numerals lettering and trim. And Chahai in the home white with the red numerals lettering and trim. And there's the first turnover. Pass down low, and Wausau West turns it over. So Chahai will get... Again, you're talking about scoring more than 15 points a game. Kobe Twyman is here. Sure, I like his involvement, though, as a guy who's injured. I mean, definitely. He's rebounding for the guys. He's slapping hands as they come into the game.
Being in it, even if you're not on the floor, really matters. It builds and it shows where you're connected to the teammates.
Yeah, and I think all the way to the highest levels. They'll tell you that in the NBA, too, as the Cards toss it to the right corner out of bounds. So each team with an early turnover intended for Munson in the right corner, and now Wausau West gets it back. Yes, Delta Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit steltorincorporated.com. First shot up, no good. Rebound in the left side by Heilman. And there's that rebounding you talked about.
Yep, it matters.
Three-point shot, and that's going to be off the mark for Jackson Riley. Follow-up and good, and they take a 2-0 lead. Wausau West. So Riley, one of their leading scorers at 13.6 a game. He is their leading scorer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you know this, but every time you get a rebound, you're statistically double your chances of scoring.
I have learned it from you. You have brought that home to me on previous broadcasts. Yeah, that no, and that math matters. And there's the steal by Wausau West, racing down an easy layup off the Cardinals' second turnover. And credit Miles Waldvogel, who averages only 3.4 a game, but he gives Wausau West a quick 4-0 lead, and that's where that ball handling concern without those guards.
I mean, you're missing your two top guards for handling. And that really does make a difference.
Brady Paul getting a start today. The 5'11 junior comes in averaging less than 1 point a game. So, again, not a familiar role for him, but having to step into that. And foul goes on Butala. First personal, first team foul on Wausau West. Right side, nice move off the backboard, gets his own rebound, and there's two for the Cardinals. Munson puts the Cards on the scoreboard.
Yeah, that was needed. That was definitely needed.
And so a 4-2 game as now Wausau West to try to answer at the other end. There's the shot off the rim, no good. Good rebound for Munson as well, so doing it at both ends. And he comes in here as the Cards' leading scorer at 12.6 a game. He is their lone double-digit scorer. Three-pointer off the front iron for Munson. No. Rebound down. Again, they're going to need other guys to step up and help him with, again, that more than 15 points a game. Not there. Twyman just under 7, and then Grant Von Hayden as well comes in, well, not here, but averaging 8.6 a game. Driving to the basket, good, and a good job there by Jackson Riley, their leading scorer, to make it a 6-2 Wausau West advantage.
Yeah, they're going to have to cut off. They've been taking the lane. They've sent the defense out on the three-point shot, and they're just taking the drive.
So the Cards run their offense now with Dylan Beck on top. Again, typically Twyman and Von Hayden would be starters. And so having to shake up the lineup, there's the deflected pass and the Chahai third turnover. Into the forecourt, the Warriors faking the three, driving, kicking. Riley, outside shot, no good from three-point range, missed by 24 Heilman. Whistle and a foul is going to go on the Warriors with 14:54 to go first quarter. It's going to be the second one on Butala already, and he'll get subbed for by Coach Lemons, and he'll take a seat and into the game. Carson Thurs, the 6'2 sophomore, number 34. So, again, some of those turnover issues, three for the Cards, I think just one for Wausau West so far. Chahai on the attack, left to right, working Brady Paul on top. They get it to Kale Dillenbeck. Dillenbeck, the 6'3 junior. And there's the pass and got away from him for the fourth turnover.
Yeah, that was a concern with losing two of your starting guards.
Right, right. I mean, ball handling, passing, the distribution, the time that you're running the offense, right? Right.
And so, the offense gets out of sync when you don't have that.
So a tough test here today, but nonetheless an important holiday game for both teams, kind of a bridge between the pre-Christmas action and the return to conference play after the first of the year. Wausau West with the ball and a 6-2 lead here. 14:20 to go first half, game one of three on WOGO Sports, and there's the bounce pass, kind of creative bounce pass from Walt Vogel. It looked good.
Yeah, it did.
It got away, I think, of the late, great Al McGuire would call the fancy stuff French pastry, you know?
Yeah, he didn't see the hands. He tried to lead him instead.
Yeah. So we don't mention a lot, and it's been a while since you did a game, but you were a 10-year coach there for Tomahawk back
then.
Correct,
correct. 10-year varsity coach. Feels like eons ago, but
And your son's in the game and is a college assistant.
Yeah, assistant at Concordia St. Paul.
Terrific. Munson on the right baseline and tries to swing the pass to his teammate Paul on the left baseline. Whistle and out of bounds to State Chihuahua basketball.
You know, once again, I think they're trying to force the offense. They're going to have to slow it down a little bit.
Okay.
Until they get some guards that, you know, at least settle into the game.
Yeah.
It's different starting than coming off the bench.
You know, one of the things, we talked about ball handling and passing, and there's the shot from Munson, kind of a fadeaway left side, no good. Stays 6-2 game. But also, it's just minutes.
I mean,
these are guys who eat minutes, and there's the bounce pass, and not able to retrieve it is Thurs off the bench. So, third turnover for Wausau West. Cards are even with them there, but now need to make it happen at the offensive end. They just had the Munson follow-up of his own miss. Need to try to, and now the double team in the right corner is able to get it to a teammate. Back to Munson for three, off the front iron, no good. Rebound down to Thurs. So the offense struggling here, 4.5 minutes in. Taking it left baseline, whistle and a foul as Heilman going in. Heilman averaging more than 8 a game for Coach Lemons in the Warriors. Couple of subs coming in for the Cards. Jacoby Jenkins, the 6'2 junior, and also I think I saw Luke Thompson. Yeah, Luke Thompson, the 6'4 junior.
The nice part about this game, though, Mark, is the reality that you get some rust off before conference play after.
For sure. Yeah, you can't. And there you go. And the steal. Good job there by Connor Kalinske. And Wausau West, their fourth turnover. Now the Cards need to capitalize on the offensive end. Down low, Kalinske on the left baseline. They come behind to steal it away. And it'll stay Cardinal ball. With 13-12 to go here in the first half. And Wausau West coming with Will Stengel. He's a 6-foot junior, averaging 6.4 a game. And so Kalinske to toss it in for the Cards. Connor, the 6'2 senior, one of three on this Chihuahua club. Last year, just one senior. It's up to three. And Jacoby Jenkins misses off the rim and then flies over the defender. And it's going to stay Chihuahua basketball.
Ooh.
And no foul called. So that was maybe a break. It looked like a gymnastic practice there.
Yeah, that was an interesting no call. I just put it nicely.
You are a pastor as well. So.
I'm trying to be nice about it.
Kalinske gets the ball on top to Jenkins. Works it around on the left side to Dillenbeck. Cardinals 2 points in 5 minutes. Going to have to do more than that. Then he hopes of pulling out a W. Wausau West providing some opportunities with four turnovers. So even in that department, driving Dillenbeck, dishes Kalinske down low. Double pump has it blocked. Chasing the ball down. It stays Chihuahua ball.
They're used to getting shots up.
Yeah,
that does help.
And Connor Kalinske to toss it in. Connor averaging 10.2 a game, so I stand corrected. I think I had said Munson the only double-digit scorer, but Connor at 10.2 a game. And then the steal from Munson for the Cardinals' fifth turnover. And now Wausau West open three-pointer on top off the back iron. No good for Stengel. Cardinals get the rebound. Bringing it down, Dillenbeck. Inside of 12.5 to go first half. Low-scoring affair. JV game was pretty low scoring, won by Wausau West. Dillenbeck on the far side. Game one of three today on WOGO, the Danny Laramie Invitational to follow.
Here it is.
6:10 per game. Oh, what a block on Luke Thompson, number two, Cardi Cooper making that happen. Wausau West, the Lancer, with an easy hoop at the other end. Matthew Heilman makes it an 8-2 game.
It was an interesting possession there. I don't think Luke saw him coming from the backside.
And yeah.
That was a pretty athletic block, actually.
It was. Yeah, Cooper, one of their leading scorers, but he can get up the elevator shaft and block it a bit. Cardinals in search of some points here. Spinner by Connor off the pass and two right there.
And good for Connor for not backing down at that point, because sometimes after you get a shot blocked, you can be tendency to look for the pass.
Yeah.
He attacked it right back.
Great job to get his first two of the game. And now Wausau West, an easy two at the other end. Will give and go, and they get it to Jackson Riley in a timeout with 11:18 to go first half. Chahai ball down six. When we come back in 30 seconds, this is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Chahai with the ball down 10-4. Mark Alverson and Mike Kuhl on the call on WOGO Sports. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. All right, Cardinal ball, and Cale Dillenbeck, the 6'3 junior, brings it up. Gets it to Jenkins on the far side. Bounce pass intended for Kalinske, knocked out of bounds.
Well, at least they're going inside. I think when you're struggling with ball pressure, sometimes the best thing is to get the ball off the top.
And Coach Levinson said that there are some guys, and certainly Kalinske among them, guys who can post up in this Chahai offense. As Dillenbeck in the backcourt now. Matched there defensively by Carson, make it now Matthew Heilman. Jenkins faking, going left baseline. He was pushed, ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to go to Wausau West. Cardinal turnover, their sixth. That looked like a pinball. You didn't know where it was going to shoot.
Yeah. Those are the ones when the officials point, you're not sure. Like, right. Okay, sounds good.
Right. So often on the higher levels, you've got everything goes under the microscope these days, right, for the instant replays. So.
Yeah, I'll zoom on in.
Yeah, I know. All right, now, Wausau West trying to build in a six-point lead. They have led throughout 2-0, 4-0. They lead at 10-4. Turnover department, I've got Chahai for 6, Wausau West for 4. Mm-hmm. Couple of highlights coming up here. We got highlights at halftime and in our post-class post-game show. And both of the McDonald baskets we hope to have captured for you, the audio of that. But we're looking for more hoops here. Approaching the middle point of this first half. Open shooter, left corner, no good. Rebound, Wausau West coming out of there. Mm-hmm. Off the miss by Stengel, and out of bounds, they throw it away.
Yeah, that's...
So Wausau West is leaving the door open a bit, just like upset dads with kids leaving the door open in the winter. But now can the Cards capitalize?
Exactly. And the interesting part is they've settled for... they must shoot a lot of threes, West, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
But they've settled for a lot of threes, and they're not hitting them. I don't think they've hit one yet. And I think that neither team has, to be honest. Yeah. And so...
And plus the turnovers without Chahai with their two guards, only 6 turnovers to 5 is pretty decent for the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's as long as they can keep it equal or close to it, they'll be okay.
Yeah, they came in 49 of 176, so you can do the math. Out of 8 games, that's a pretty healthy amount, right?
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah.
And Jenkins drives and draws the foul. Jacoby Jenkins, 100% free throw shooter for the Cards. And into the free throw line, and Jacoby is... free throw, 2 for 2 on the season. So
100%?
Yeah. The average is just under 4 a game. First free throw is good. Again, the foul going on number 2. We've been higher on turnovers, low on fouls. You got 3 for Wausau West now and 1 on Chippewa Falls. The 2 earlier on Butala put him on the bench. Jenkins hit his first free throw. Second one is on the money.
Still 100%.
It was as quiet as a golf tournament during the free throw. So even though we're on top, I felt like my voice was carrying. 10-6 game, the Cardinals. Oh, and that's too many easy hoops, Mike. Another one for Kirky Cooper down low.
It's a lot of back cuts.
Yeah.
They're just doing a lot of back cuts off the high.
And Cooper, again, their second leading scorer. As Jenkins out on top, going to get it off to Drew Thornton, who's coming off the bench, the 5'7 junior. Drew's a good three-point shooter. working it down low. The Cardinals getting it to Gabauer. A whistle and a foul on Wausau West. 9:49 left here, first half. And it's on Heilman, first personal, fourth team foul. And some subs now. Jenkins will check out. Good job by Jacoby with the free throws. And also Brady Paul going to get a rest.
Yeah, they gave him some good minutes. That matters. It does help.
I think in, you know, Jenkins, he's got that quickness. He can penetrate. I mean, he provides some good dimensions for the Cardinals. And hey, getting to that free throw line, right?
So it's still, there's still the easiest way to score. Is
I know.
The line.
You know, those high percentage, right?
So yeah.
People want to be in the 90-50-40 club. Well, the 90 is what your goal is at the free throw line. It's,
right.
It's a tall order, but still. Gabauer double teamed in the right corner. Picks up his dribble. On top to Illenbeck. Cardinals down 12-6, approaching the middle point of this first half. Wide open, Gabauer for three. Got it.
Three
for Chi-Han. Nice. That was a splash for Conrad, making it a 12-9 game. And now, Carton Cooper, whistle and a foul. As he was, again, his ability to penetrate as well. And only the second personal in the Cards in this first half, and the first one on Dillenbeck. With 9:15 to go until intermission. And Wausau West ball underneath their own basket with Miles Waldvogel looking to get it in. Does to Cooper. Back to Cooper on the near side, working on Dillenbeck. Using a bit of a stiff arm. Deflected, stolen away. Good job, Connor Kalinske is going to lay it up and in.
All right.
Within one at 12-11.
All right. That was a big steal and a big turnover there.
Yeah. Making it happen. And again, it all starts on the defensive end. We're tied at six on turnovers. Three-pointer for the Warriors. Hits the backboard and nothing else for Carson Thurs. And out of there with it, Chippewa with a chance to get their first lead. Into the forecourt, Owen Munson. Munson, bounce pass to Kalinske. Back to Munson. Munson back into the middle. Bounce pass Thornton from three range. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to Thurs for Wausau West. To check the shooting percentage, I know Drew is good from long range. There's the shot off the front iron, no. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll go Shai-Han's way. Drew Thornton, three pointers coming in, four out of eight, so 50%
on
his threes.
Good.
Yeah, so it's kind of like AJ Green for the Bucks when he's shooting. Like, AJ, shoot more. You know?
Yes.
So, anyhow. Yeah, some of the guys, I mean, also Owen Munson, 15 of 42, so 35.7%.
That's a pretty good percentage of that many.
Yeah. Von Hayden not here, 5 out of 13. All right, Cardinal ball again, a chance to get the lead. Their first lead of the game, down low. Munson misses, gets his own rebound. Owen puts it up, has it blocked, and fouled, and a possession arrow call. And it's going to stay Chahai ball with 7:59 to go first half. Well, things are picking up here.
Yeah, there
was a 12. Cards on a 5-0 run.
Well, and then I think, too, you settle in a little bit, too. You had to adjust to not having two of your teammates right here.
Right,
and there's an adjustment that pays to that. But they've got some really good minutes from some young men here.
Yeah, and so Brady Paul gets it into Kalinske, back to Brady. And then his pass stolen away, but recovered by Jacoby Jenkins to Kalinske. 7:50 to go in the first half. Gabauer with the three-pointer. They're going to mug him at the free throw line and get called for the foul. In the meantime, Munson drained a three-pointer, but it was after the whistle. Carson a 5-0 run as the foul goes on Waldvogel, his first, fifth on them as a team. Cards get it in. Paul in the deep right corner.
A mismatch.
Finds Gabauer. He's going to get double teamed. No, he'll cut through it as it's stolen away. Good job defensively by Miles Waldvogel. Cardinals seventh turnover.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Wausau West the other way. The unfortunate thing there, Mike, is the Cards didn't even get a shot to maybe get the lead, right?
I know, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. All right. And Carkey Cooper, good spin move. He'll drive and draw the foul on Gabauer. But they talk about being able to create your own shot, and Carkey Cooper can for Wausau West.
Yes, I mean, you can tell. I mean, I know they've had some other guys, but he seems like the most naturally skilled player they have.
Mm-hmm.
And he just the way he attacks the hoop.
Right. And Gabauer gets his second personal. Okay, and the first one no good. So he'll get another shot here with 7:22 left first half. Again, the Cards in a 5-0 run. And tell you that Kargi is an 80% free throw shooter coming in. 11.5 a game. Hits the second one. 13-11. Low scoring first half, but we'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a difference.
Cards would love to get their second win of the season. Going to have to earn it here. Jenkins to Munson. Back to Jenkins. Three-pointer from Jacoby.
Nice.
Smash, and the Cardinals grab the lead at 14-13.
Jacoby has really taken advantage of this opportunity, hasn't he?
He has, yeah, for sure. And first lead of the game for Chippewa. How about that? And now Jenkins to try to answer as Wausau West. He was able to cut but didn't get the return pass. And there's the shot. No good from three-point range for Jackson Riley. So a little chilly on the shooting for Wausau West. The Cardinals with the ball and that one-point lead, enjoying their first advantage of the day. Munson down low. He finds Gebauer.
Oh,
honeycombed out for him. No good. And the rebound out of there with it is Jackson Riley for Wausau West. At the other end, in the deep left corner, Heilman. They work it around on top to Kettner. Chase Kettner, a 6-foot junior, is checked in.
It's a turnover.
Out of bounds. And yeah, Wausau off of Cooper. And Wausau West, 7th turnover, matching Chai High. With 6:13 to go here in this first half. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on your WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow Wogo Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance, Chippewa Falls. All right, Owen Munson on the far side. He scored early, I think, but has been quiet since then. He had his own rebound basket. Leads the Cards at 12.6 a game. He finds Paul. They go Gebauer. Put up and no, it is. No, it's Dillon. Caleb Dillon back for two. And it's a 16-13 lead. The Cards have outscored Wausau West 10-1 in this last stretch. So good job by Dillon back there. And the feed to get him the ball. So the Cardinals up three. Oh, and a creative drive to the basket missed for Heilman, and the Cards out of there with it. Jacoby Jenkins. Cards have had a couple of threes here, and there's another one. Munson's going to miss it off to the left. They had both Jenkins and also Gebauer with the three-pointers for the Cardinals. There's a drive left baseline, and a no good, and getting his hands on it, Kalinske knocks it out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Chippewa.
Ooh.
With 5:07 left in the half, the Cardinals with the ball and a three-point lead. Again, down a couple of guys. Kobe Twyman out with injury. Grand Von Hayden not here, and so the Cards, again, that's more than 15 points a game, about 38% of their scoring.
Ooh.
And what was the call on that
one? Moving screen.
Okay.
An offensive foul. Causes a turnover.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hurt. Just trying to set a solid screen. Sometimes you get caught.
Yep. Jacoby gets that one. And that's the first on him and the fourth in the Cards as a team. With just inside 5 minutes to go here in the first half, a 16-13 Shanghai lead. Into the forecourt, the Warriors. On the out, they've. Again, their shooting percentage has been down, and you don't know what the second half may bring, so take advantage of as much as you can in the first half.
He traveled.
And the defense, Kalinske, and they call the travel on Heilman, and so, again, we stay tied at 8 turnovers.
Yeah.
Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Cardinal ball up three, 4.5 minutes to go, first half. Mark Halverson, Mike Hull on the call. Gavin Bobby, our video producer. Dawson Halverson, our radio producer. Fake on top by Munson. Back to Jenkins. Jenkins will drive, spin, fade away, off, no good. Rebound comes away to the Warriors. Driving
nice move
all the way to the hoop, and basket good for Miles Waldvogel, making it a 16-15 Chi-High lead. Jenkins into the forecourt. 4 minutes left, first half. Got Karki Cooper back at the scorer's table for Coach Lemons of Wausau West. Munson behind the three-point line. Getting the fake. Dillon back. He'll drive off glass too high. Rebound, Kalinske. Trying
nice
to save.
Save
it. And off of the Wausau West player, Carson Thurs of the Cards. Keep it. Yeah, good job. Good heads-up play by Kalinske there.
Really is. Those things don't show up on the stat sheet, but they, right. they really help.
So Brady Paul to get it in for the Cardinals, leading it by one. 3:40 to go here in this first half. Spin move, Kalinske, double team, no good. And the rebound out of the Thurs. And here comes Wausau West to try to get the lead back. They get it to Jackson Riley on the near side. Jackson's scoring has been down. Came in their leading scorer at 13.6 a game. You got the numbers. I think it's, what, two or three or something?
Yeah.
Maybe just two. Cooper's going to drive all the way in.
Yeah.
Score.
Wow,
give
smooth.
Wausau West back the lead. 17-16.
That was yeah. very smooth.
That was very nice. So Brady Paul into the forecourt for the Cards as we approach the three-minute mark of this first half. Chai down 17-16. Cardinals had outscored Wausau West over a good stretch, 10-1, since being down 12-6. Now they've seen Wausau West go in a 4-0 run. Jenkins left corner, off the rim. No
nice
good.
Rebound.
Kalinske rebound in traffic.
Yes.
There's a Cardinal basket. And a timeout called. With 2:45 left in the half, Chippewa up by one. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
All right, Wausau, action resumed. It was just a 30-second timeout, and now the Cardinals in a zone. Cooper drives right baseline, whistle, and a foul. Well, I thought, Michael, the point of a zone is to try to force an outside shot, which makes sense because for Wausau West, they're 0-for on threes, but Corky Cooper able to drive into the zone, draw the foul.
Right, and he took an angle that I don't think usually you see. He went baseline against the zone, which is hard if you're coming
yeah.
from the wing.
And so it's the second personal on Jacoby Jenkins of the Cards, the fifth team foul, and it sends him to the line where he hits the first. Cooper comes in averaging 80% free throw shooter. Has hit 2 of 3 today, 18-18. So that is our first tie. We have had 1, 2, 3 lead changes. The second one is good. Make it 4 lead changes, 19-18 Wausau West. They led initially, then the Cardinals, then Wausau West, and now Chippewa. All right, 2:20 to go. Game 1 of 3 today on WOGO Sports, the Denny Laramie Invitational, 6:10 tonight from McDonald High School, right across the street. Caleb Swenson anchoring our coverage. The boys playing first at 6:30, followed by the girls. So a busy night of McDonald hoops. And nice remembrance from McDonald alum Jason Prue, the Chi-Hi Cardinals boys head coach, remembering Denny. And that was a great remembrance.
That was a great tribute.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Cardinals now down one, 19-18.
They have a height advantage across the bar, and now Chippewa does.
Thornton for three. Got
Ooh.
It. There's the three-pointer for Drew Thornton. There you go. I told you he can light it up. We said 50%, right?
Yeah.
Coming in. 21-19.
He's 50% today.
Yeah, absolutely. And through the hands of Cooper and out of bounds. That's their ninth turnover for Wausau West. Cards get it now up to 1:26 to go. First half. Dave Check and the Check Law Office, leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Dave will be joining us on color and some broadcasts in 2026. Boy, new year right around the corner.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it just flies by. All right, the Cardinals with the ball and a two-point lead, 70 seconds left in the half. Thornton on top, hit the three a short time ago. 5'7 junior, he can drain it. Minutes to go here, first half. Dillenbeck drives into the paint, puts it off glass, no good, fights for his own rebound. Kale Dillenbeck goes up and gets fouled. What a job by Dillenbeck. Hard work there, Michael.
Well, you know, when you get that second shot, he stayed with it. And instead of giving up, made a big difference. And by the way, I think what they're realizing is, I know they've hit a couple threes, but the penetration's really hurt West. They do have a height advantage in most spots, Chippewa does tonight.
So good to see it as the foul goes on Thurs, first personal. And the sixth team foul as Dillenbeck, a 60% free throw shooter on the season, makes it 22-19. Cards matching their biggest lead of three. They led as well at 16-13. Kale goes for it and hits. Oh, the second one rattles out of there. No good. And the rebound comes away to Matthew Heilman. So Wausau West down by three. Haven't hit a three-pointer yet.
Offensive foul again.
Oh, my.
Moving screen.
Another one at this end. Westfall, 34. So Carson Thurs gets his second. It's the seventh team foul, but not a shooting foul with 42.9 left in the half. Coach Pruitt trying to direct traffic, saying Connor Kalinske step on top. Drew Thornton in the corner.
Well, this is a chance to go up two scores. It should be huge right now.
Yep. Owen Munson, the Cardinals' leading scorer, gets it off to Dillenbeck, who's shown some good initiative today, some good assertiveness. Drew Thornton has kind of a Steve Kerr look to him, I think.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Yeah.
Yeah.
I said you look like the new state school superintendent in Chippewa. You said you could see the resemblance.
A little bit. Thornton rattles out,
no good. And rebound out of there with it is Heilman. I think, Brad Sarah, not a Sun Prairie.
Yeah. Second tenure here.
Yeah. Huh. You got to come home again, right?
I guess.
All right, final seconds of the half, and a whistle and a foul on the drive by number 11, Jackson Riley. Cards have done a great job on the leading scorer of Wausau West with 3.8 seconds left.
16 foul at the line.
And it goes on number 2, Owen Munson, his first, the 16 foul on the Cards, 3.8 seconds left in the half.
Nope.
First one, no good. So the Cards will have a lead here at halftime. Up 22-19 for a long time in that first half. It didn't look like it.
No. I mean, they kept it close.
Yep. Second one is up, and it's going to fall in there, making it 22-20. Final seconds of the half. Dillenbeck gets it ahead to
There
it is. They beat the buzzer.
They counted it.
Oh, my. Wow. What a play for the Cardinals to end the half. Try High gets the basket. That was amazing. With 4 seconds to wait. To Paul, to Dillenbeck, and they got a high percentage shot and scored it, Mike.
That was great. And by the way, that pass ahead right away, that was a definitely called play.
Wow, fantastic. So a lot to celebrate in the first half. We'll take a break here as well. We'll take a 2-minute timeout when we come back the second half. Well, halftime conversation 2 minutes away on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Basketball.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at Maurer INS.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Shanghai boys basketball, game one of a triple header on WOGO Sports on this busy Monday, December 29th. Mark Halverson with Mike Hool, our video producer Gavin Bovey, and our radio producer Dawson Halverson back in our Robo studio. Cardinals lead at 24-20 at the half. Didn't start that way. They were down 12-6. They outscored Wausau West 18-8 the rest of the half.
You know, they had to be very pleased with the way that half ended. I really think, you know, they had to be pleased overall at the half. I mean, you're missing two of your leading scorers, two of your guards.
Twyman and Grant Von Hayden.
Right, and I mean, and you come and, I mean, I expected the beginning to look a little bit the way it did just because you're just adjusting. But they did adjust extremely well, and some young men really stepped up. Jacoby Jenkins is one, for example. Dellenbach was another that just did a really solid job.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, turnovers, I have it unofficially at 8 for Shanghai and 9 for Wausau West. Mm-hmm. That's where that and the cold shooting from Wausau West keeping the door open for the Cards. How about that first half?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was it. I didn't have 1-3 for
They did not have one.
For West at all.
They attempted them, didn't make
it. They attempted like 11.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of attempted threes, you know.
And again, they came into the game, we said, 48 of 176. So do the math at eight games. I mean, that's launching, you know,
quite a few.
More than 20 threes a game.
So. Yeah, they're on pace for that again.
They came in hitting on 27.8% of those. So
yeah, I mean, so we'll have to see this next half games, but I think it was a great decision by Coach Perucci to go into that zone.
Yeah.
If they're not going to hit them, make them keep shooting until they make it.
Right. Whereas Chahaya, 33% three-point shooting team, was able to get some in that first half.
Yeah, they got a couple. You know, in fact, you know, we got some.
Yeah, how about first half scoring?
Yeah, leading scores for Chippewa, we have Connor Kalinske with six. And then we have Dellenbach with five. And then we have, I believe, Jacoby with five, Jenkins. And then Gabe Bauer hit a three. Thornton hit a three. Owen Munson has a two. And that pretty much sums up the scoring for Chippewa. And then on their side, Cooper and Riley each had seven. And then Walfokel had four. And then Heilman had two. So that's pretty quick math when you got 24-20. You can kind of keep the math
right. You
know, pretty straight. But I think just seeing some of the other young men, like you saw some people that haven't gotten that type of minutes, getting those minutes and then taking advantage of that. And you're averaging 40 a game. You're on pace for 48 right now. That's 8 points above your average.
Right. There you go. And the Cards had 68 against Holman in the 10-point loss they had their last game before Christmas. Again, 6 days ago. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or at any office insured by NCUA. All right, tell you what, we got some highlights from the first half. Let's give those a listen right now. And it would help if I have my full connection in here. And we'll make it possible for you. Let's give that, as I said, let's give it a try. Right side, nice move off the backboard, gets his own rebound, and there's two for the Cardinals. Munson puts the Cards on the scoreboard. That happened. Wausau West, the Lancer, with an easy hoop at the other end. Matthew Heilman makes it an 8-2 game. But still, Gabe Bauer double teamed in the right corner, picks up his dribble, on top to Dylan Beck. Cardinals down 12-6, approaching the middle point of this first half. Wide open, Gebauer for three. Got it. Basket with Miles Waldvogel looking to get it in. Does to Cooper. Back to Cooper on the near side, working on Dylan Beck. Saw West the other way. The unfortunate thing there, Mike, is the Cards didn't even get a shot to maybe get the lead, right?
I know, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. All right. And Karki Cooper, good spin move. He'll drive and draw the foul on. All right, Owen Munson on the far side. He scored early, I think, but has been quiet since then. He had his own rebound basket. Leads the Cards at 12.6 a game. He finds Paul. They go Gebauer. Put up and, no, it is. No, it's Dylan back. Dylan back for two. Paul's leading it. It was very nice. So Brady Paul into the forecourt for the Cards as we approach the three-minute mark of this first half. Chai down 17-16. Cardinals had outscored Wausau West over a good stretch, 10-1, since being down 12-6. And now they've seen Wausau West go in a 4-0 run. Jenkins left corner, off the rim. No
nice
good.
Nice rebound.
Kalinske rebound in traffic.
Yes.
There's a Cardinal basket. And a timeout called. Look like it.
No. I mean, that's... They kept it close.
Yep. Second one is up, and... It's going to fall in. They're making it 22-20. Final seconds of the half. Dylan Beck gets it ahead. There it is. They beat the buzzer. Counted it. Wow. What a play for the Cardinals to end the half. That was, again, the way that went was Dylan Beck to Paul to Dylan Beck, and a buzzer beater just barely. We'll take our last 90-second timeout when we come back. Chi High with a four-point lead, trying to go for the victory against Wausau West. Game one of our triple header on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Boys Basketball.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
2.5 to go here, first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime. And Colleen hits another one. Wow, between Colleen and Tedley Anderson. It's a big one shooting contest.
Claire Ruff in traffic, whips it back out. Erin Siegenthaler for her third three.
You better believe it.
Look good from here.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Mark Alverson and Mike Coolis, the second half is underway. And Karki Cooper missing the shot, Kalinske with the rebound. Again, the Cards without more than 15 points a game. That's like 38% of their scoring. You get the ball handling, the minutes. Kobe Twyman out with an injury. Grant Von Hayden not here today, but still the Cards looking to get the job done and have the ball and a four-point lead as we start the second half. Munson, left-handed pass, kind of dangerous, and stolen away, and all the way to the other end. picking up his dribble, shooting and missing was number three, Miles Waldvogel. And then the rebound by Gebauer, who got slapped. And Wausau was fouled. So the Cards, what a huge break there. The steal turns out no points.
Yeah, that is a big break.
So nine turnovers apiece now.
Nine turnovers, and I think that's okay right now, considering what we have, you know, for the missing
right.
guard pressure.
See, now you're talking it down to golf. It's golf tournaments. So I feel like it's Jim Nance.
Well, I feel like it's a... I feel like I'm the only one talking in the entire gym right now.
Jim Nance and Johnny Miller at the 18th hole here at Chi High.
You do it kind of fake. They need a little noise. All right, make a little noise back in the gym.
We got the headphones on. We don't know. I know. No, come on. We did volleyball this year. I'm telling you, it's not too quiet very often in volleyball. All right. So Cardinals with the ball and still that 4-point lead. There's the bounce pass down low. Kalinske doesn't quite go. He gets his fights for his own rebound. Out of there with it is Waldvogel. And... Wausau West now. Again, both teams giving the other opportunities here. Cards had some golden chances to push this lead to six on their first two possessions of the second half, not able to make it happen. Wausau West running their offense, and a whistle and a foul down low as Butala, who had the two early fouls, contact with Kalinske. And Connor is going to get his first personal. It's the first team foul on the Cards in the second half with 16:48 to go. Stick with us later after the game. We'll have our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap at the post-class post-game show here on WOGO. 16:45 left here in the second half. Faking the three, driving right baseline. Whistle and a foul beforehand against the defender, Owen Munson. Second personal. As Jackson Riley, I think he had him for just one basket. He's their leading scorer.
No, he had seven.
Seven, okay.
He had some quiet layups.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. 24-20 is the score. And, again, Cardinals with two fouls here to start this second half. Nobody's been able to score the first minute and a half. As Kargi Cooper and company working around on the outside, getting off to Riley again, halfway to his total of 13.6 games. Somehow in my mind it was less than that.
Yeah. Oh, he scored late. He scored late.
And now Cooper is struggling between the leg dribble. 16:15 left in regulation. Ooh. Oh, Cooper almost a travel there, but got continuation, and now a missed shot, and the Cardinals come away with it.
A little bit of NBA move there.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. On the outside, Dylan Beck. Kale's really stepped up and played well here, getting some extra minutes. Cards going a little bigger with Von Hayden and Twyman not in the lineup for Coach Jason Prue. On the left wing, Munson. Owen taking his time. He'll go left baseline and then reverse course. Cross courts a pass to Paul. On top, the Cardinals work the offense. Gebauer right side. Gebauer's going to shoot. Missed that one. Made a three-pointer in the first half. That was just a beautiful splash. And nobody able to score in half number two, 2.5 minutes in. Wausau West, deep left corner, getting it off to Heilman. On top to Kargi Cooper. Three-point attempt from the parking lot is good for Miles Waldvogel. He hits a three to make it a one-point game.
That's their first three of the game.
Yeah, there you go. And that was not on the line either. I was backed up.
That was deep.
That was deep, yeah.
Mismatch right here. Oh,
man. And got it down low to Kalinske, whistle and a foul.
They have Chippewa has a real mismatch in the post right now. Some of the people guarding. Who's guarding Connor right now? Connor's got him by a couple inches, I would think, at least.
You know, Connor Kalinske only goes at 6'2", but he just plays bigger, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks a lot bigger than that.
Right. He's got the big shoulders. And so third foul on Will Butala for Wausau West. Cards with the ball and a one-point lead. Dangerous pass. Almost stolen away. Recovered by Gebauer. Gets it on top to the Cardinals' Owen Munson. Munson right side gets it off to Dylan Beck. Kale Allen on top. Kale, the 6'3 junior. He had three seniors for the Cards. Grant Von Hayden, Gebauer, and Kalinske. And then Kalinske down low gets tied up, and then a travel is called on Chippewa, 10th turnover. So now Wausau West ball with a chance to get the lead. A little concern here. Chai has played 3 minutes, 15 seconds, no points in the second.
Very similar to the start of the first half, really.
Right, right.
And very similar type feeling. Neither team was scoring much in the first half either.
Little pressure here. Again, you know, it's been eggnog and Christmas cookies.
You got to wear that rust off.
I know. I hear you. I mean, there's been practices, but maybe not as many, and you haven't had school, and so
you've eaten a lot of food you don't really eat.
We're coming up with a lot of excuses as The shot is missed by Cargi. Cooper, rebound Wausau West, deflected. Cooper on top. There's another through elbows. Going to miss this one. Offensive rebound. Nice stick by Gebauer. A good block by Conrad Gebauer on 34 Thurs that time in off the bench. And it stays Wausau West ball with 14-18 left second half. A one-point Chihai lead.
It's interesting. West keeps continuing to shoot threes.
Yeah. And there's one drained again. That's the second one of the half for actually Jackson Riley. I think it was Waldvogel before, but Riley this time gives them a two-point lead at 26-24. Let's see if that wakes up the Cards here as Brady Paul on top to Munson. Working around left side, Dylan Beck. Keep doing what they were doing at the end of the half. They did so well that latter part.
They were getting the ball in more.
Right. And Munson for three off the backboard and the rim, no good. And here comes Cargi Cooper. Wausau West trying to build on the two-point lead all the way to the basket. It's good, and a four-point lead. Coach Prue is up, but not going to take a time, at least now. Munson to the forecourt. Card still scoreless in the second half, 4.5 minutes in. Spin move, Dylan Beck, double team, ball knocked away, reach in, foul called. Hand in the cookie jar for Butala. He just got his fourth.
Ooh, that's a big one.
He's a starter.
They called it in two.
Okay, didn't call it on Butala. No. Well, this is why they stopped having the broadcasters be the referee. Is because, you know.
Yeah, it's a little harder, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a timeout.
And now we get a full timeout. Cardinal ball down four. When we come back, 13:29 left in regulation. This is Cardinal basketball on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
All right, we've got 28-24 Wausau West up by four here on WOGO Sports as Chihai with the basketball when action resumes. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. All right, so Chihai will come with Brady Paul, also Connor Kalinske, Kale Dillenbeck, Conrad Gebauer, and Owen Munson. A good five for Jason Prue here. As Brady Paul looks to get it in, and he does. And to Munson on top to Gebauer. Dylan back on the right wing. Back on top, Munson for three. Off the front iron, no good. Rebound knocked around.
Brady nice
Paul
hustle.
Doing a great job coming alive there. That time for Chippewa to maintain the possession and get the off and snag that offensive rebound. Chihai resets it. Have not scored in 5 minutes of this second half. A slower start than even the first half when they fell behind 6-2 and 10-4 and 12-6 before turning things on. Kalinske now left wing. Deliberate possession. Gebauer driving. Kick on top. Brady Paul. There's Munson. He'll shoot and miss the three-pointer.
Rebound, though.
Rebound. Kalinske. Another offensive rebound.
Oh.
No good. Gets fouled up and fouled. So Connor Kalinske to the free throw line for the Cards, where he's an 81% free throw shooter. Came in 17 of 21 on the season. And that was good hard work on the offensive glass.
Right, and it's taking advantage of size. And size isn't always height, too. It's strength. And Connor is a really strong young man.
And the first free throw from Connor is short. So again, 28-24, 12:39 left in regulation. Cards looking for their first points of the second half. Connor looking to get that. The 6'2 senior. 81% from the free throw line. And there it is. All right, so there you go. Get him off the snide a little. 28-25.
Yeah. And it's still only a one possession game after all this.
Yeah, there you go. And now working it on the right wing, the Warriors to Heilman. He brings it out on top, covered defensively by Gebauer. They get it off, and there's the drive. Waldvogel to the basket, whistle, and a foul able to draw it on the Cardinals. 21 goes on Conrad Gebauer, his third.
Ooh. That yep. might hurt a little bit.
Third in the cards as a team, and in the act of shooting for Miles Waldvogel, the 5'11 junior. First one is good. Waldvogel came in only a 43% free throw shooter.
Really?
Yeah.
It didn't look like it on that one, did it?
No, that was pretty sweet. Another one now. Up by four. Next one is on the money. No. Well, talk about improving his percentage. 30-25. Wausau West by five. Cardinal ball.
Well, need a good offensive possession here.
Yeah.
Need a basket.
Looking to Kalinske, right? They got the one free throw so far.
There it is.
Kalinske down low. Ooh. Off the glass. No good. Rebound. Fighting
Dang
for
it.
Wausau West comes up with it.
That's a good take. That's what you wanted right there. It was
yep.
a good possession.
It was. Bounce pass. Anticipating his teammate. They threw it away. Intended that time for Miles Waldvogel. Wausau West, 10th turnover. We're tied at 10 turnovers apiece. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. And now there's the steal and the easy basket for Miles Waldvogel, and it's a 7-point Wausau West lead at 32-25.
That steal hurt. That was... On top, turnovers are really detrimental for an offense.
Jacoby Jenkins has checked in off the Cardinal bench. He goes right baseline. Spin move, a fadeaway, no good. And Cooper with the rebound. Again, Wausau West was down 24-20 at the half. They've outscored the Cards 12-1 in the second half. Hence, they've gone from four down to seven up, and they've got the ball. Deep left corner, Cooper gets it on top to Heilman. Heilman, left baseline, working around outside, swinging around right to Jackson Riley, right wing. Riley into the paint, kick out, left corner, shot on the way is good. A three-pointer for Will Stengel, and just like that, Wausau West leads by 10, 35-25.
Yeah, that three hurt.
That was, did. Yeah. And now they started to hit their threes. See, what did we say in the first half with the misses?
Yes.
We'll take a break as well. And let's see if this is a 30 or a 60. It's a full timeout. We'll take a 60 back in 1 minute. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Cardinal Boys Hoops.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
35-25 Wausau West at the three-pointer a moment ago. Now leading this game by 10. It's the biggest lead for either team. We had some lead changes earlier. But, Wausau West overtaking the Cards and overtaking them convincingly here in the second half. But still a lot of time, 10.5 minutes to go, yeah.
Plenty of time. They're going to have to get an easy hoop here, though. They need an easy one. They've had every challenge shot so far.
Well, that's the thing. They've scored one free throw, but no baskets. As on the working around on the outside. Now, I wonder, Munson, he missed several threes. I wonder if mentally he's just kind of like, you know what? You know, because he'd missed
right.
some.
Well, the easiest is to try to get a nice layup for
yeah.
yourself. That gets your confidence back.
That would
back
be
up.
Good. Again, their leading scorer, Munson, at 12.6 again. The outside, Drew Thornton for three.
Yes. I'll take that.
Drew came in 50% three-point shooter, drains that one.
That should start to feel good now.
Yep, the 5'7 junior, Drew Thornton, makes it a 35-28 game. Cards back within seven. need a touchdown and extra point to tie this. Oh, wrong sport. Okay. And now working around the outside, and they're starting to get their touch.
Yeah.
Wing to Gebauer. There's the shot from Munson.
That's in there.
There's three in the game.
That was helpful, too. Now we're starting to heat up.
Yep. Now the Cardinals is back within seven at 38-31. Need to clamp it down defensively, and a whistle and a foul as Will Stengel trying to go right baseline. Just about the halfway point of this second half, 9:04 to go. As the foul goes on Drew Thornton, his first personal and the fourth team foul. And inbound against Butala with the three fouls at the early foul trouble for Coach Lemons' club. Nate Lemons in his 13th year as the Wausau West head coach. Mark Halverson and Mike Hull on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Our video producer, Gavin Bovey, and our audio producer, Dawson Halverson. Missed shot on the drive by Heilman, and now the Cards, there's an opportunity.
There's an opportunity here to
8:45.
Really put into it.
Yeah. Defense stopped him. Thornton on top. He can really shoot the rock, I'm telling you. I mean, he's above 50% today. He's got a couple of them now. Drew, left
another
side,
one.
He's not afraid.
Oh, ooh, that looked good.
No, he's dialed in, though, right?
It looked good. That really did look good.
He is dialed in. And, again, you're down. You need those three-pointers, right?
Well, right now, I mean, if you can hit an open shot, that's what you need. Anything right. That's a clean look you're looking for.
And so the Cards trying to step it up again defensively, getting the open shot. A good touch by Will Stengel for a two.
Those mid-range jumpers are almost a dying art to see.
I know, it is. Except for the fact that SGA at Oklahoma City does them a lot.
Yeah, does a ton, yeah.
And Giannis has stepped it up in that regard starting last season.
He really has.
Yep. Ball out of bounds, 7:55 left in the half.
And he's still a buck.
He is, yeah. They could stand to win at Charlotte tonight. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls will have triple header coverage. This is game one, two games from McDonald. The Denny Laramie Invitational. That pregame has been bumped back an hour to 6:10 across the street from McDonald Central High School. Game time around 6:30, and then the girls' game to follow. Boys' game first. Gebauer misses, tipped
nice
around.
Nice rebound.
Down low. Brady Paul in traffic, puts it up, no good. Whistle and a foul. With 7:45 to go, and the Cards down 9, 40-31.
But they were attacking. They attacked the rim on that one, which is really a difference maker.
Yeah.
Good things usually happen when you attack the rim.
And so Brady Paul to the free throw line, 75% free throw shooter. First one is on the way and off the back, no. Still 40-31, Wausau West, as they're getting ready to sub in Carson Thurs, the 6'2 sophomore. Comes in for Cargie Cooper, the 6'3 senior, second leading scorer for the Warriors. A lot of basketball tonight, and then two more tomorrow from the Denny Laramie Invitational. Those will start 5:10, the pregame tomorrow, and then that'll be the girls' game first, and then the guys to follow tomorrow night. All right, so the second free throw, no good, and so 40-31, the score remains. Wausau West not in a hurry now, taking their time, up by nine. They trailed by four at the half. Drive, drawing the foul. Miles Waldvogel. You say the Waldvogel name familiar to you?
Yes. One of the relatives of his played for my cousin Mike Olson back when Mount Scenario existed in Ladysmith.
Huh.
And he averaged about 16 a game.
Okay.
Shot a ton of threes.
First one good for Miles Waldvogel.
But they played in an old middle school gym. It was really interesting.
Huh. Now, is that after you'd moved to Chippewa?
Oh, I was a kid.
When you were a kid.
I was in, like, high school.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, when fire was invented, it's my gym.
Yeah, right. I hear you. As old as dirt, right?
As old as dirt, yep.
All right, 42-31. Now, that's the biggest lead of the game for Wausau West. And ooh. Thornton, a long three. Is
whoa!
Wow.
That's your best offense tonight.
Yeah, well, you can tell he's at you. You don't shoot like that. He's had a lot of practice.
Yeah.
He's worked hard at it, and it makes it an 8-point game at 42-34. He's keeping the Cards alive there.
Definitely.
Drew Thornton off the Cardinal bench. How about it? And there's, at the other end, Wausau West missing the shot. Cardinals going for the rebound. One player for the Cardinals, Gebauer, tripping over the Thurs, who was on the floor. Who do you call that one on?
I don't know.
It's a tough call. It's going to go on 34 thirds. So Thurs is going to get it. His fourth with 6:59 to go. Cardinals get the ball. It's the seventh team foul, and I think it's going to be Conrad Gebauer to the line, where he's an 80% free throw shooter for the Cardinals. Now, when I say that, Gebauer has 4 out of 5 on the season.
I don't think Coach Lemons is very happy with that call.
He's asking for an explanation. His guy was on the floor, and the Cardinal tripped over him.
Right. So. And it's one of those unfortunate calls.
Right.
It's probably accurate. I don't doubt it, but it's just kind of like a D-back when the ball's underthrown and you're kind of stuck.
One of the things I love about Mike, besides his availability to join us on Color as we're taking some time here, is besides being a great heart and wonderful, compassionate efforts you guys have on so many fronts, we partner with you with the Backpack to School Challenge.
Yes, thank you for that. That's
yeah,
amazing.
That's and I got to say, as a recipient with Teamwork Africa, too, in Liberia, that's been great. But also, you can always know you'll get good, wonderful insights on the Packers, Badgers, Bucks, or Brewers. We kind of share that.
Yes. Oh, yes. I was raised on all of that. Still there.
Absolutely. First free throw is on good. The money for Gebauer. One of my kids has, one of my daughters has a new boyfriend. They're dating several months. And second free throw is good. And so we had lunch yesterday, 42-36, so Gebauer knocking down both free throws. But anyhow, yesterday he was hooked up. He had the red zone. He was watching. He's a Patriots fan, watching the game on his phone, but then he could bring it on the TV. My wife asked me later, is he a bigger sports fan than you? I said he's a more up-to-date, technologically in tune fan who's paying for it.
Right. different era.
Right. All right, 6-point lead now, and there's the drive. Good defense on the baseline there. Dylan Beck was giving it his best effort, but again, good drive by Waldvogel, who earns a trip.
Dylan Beck, his third, 16.
Actually, it's going to be 11, so Jackson Riley is going to be the shooter with 6:36 to go. But again, the Cards have crept back from 42-31 to 42-36. Yeah. A lot of that credit, Drew Thornton and that three, right?
Exactly.
Multiple threes as the first free throw.
He's got
good.
9, I think, right? And he's got all threes or 6. They got him 3. Yeah. I think they had more than that.
He's got a few.
He's got a couple. Yeah. I know for sure he's got at least 2. I thought he had 3.
He had 1 in the first half, so.
Yeah.
I got him for 3.
Yeah, so do I.
And the second free throw is good as well to Jackson Riley, their leading scorer, 44-36. Wausau West lead with 6.5 minutes to play. Cardinals still in the fight. Thornton works it to Brady Paul. That's a small backcourt for the Cards right now. You got 5'7 and 5'11. And
we're going to call a foul.
Gebauer gets fouled, stopping the clock with 6:17 to go.
Well, you're going to have to make your three throws. You keep making your three throws because you're in bonus the rest of the way here.
We're told to Gebauer, an 80% free throw shooter.
He fouled out.
Will Butala is out of here with the 5 fouls. The 6-foot senior starter averaging 3 a game. So he's done. First one from Gebauer is off the back iron, no. Rebound comes away to Wausau West. Stays a 44-36 advantage. Cards had led 24-20 at halftime. Since then, Wausau West outscoring them 24-12 to turn a 4-point deficit into an 8-point lead. Good cut to the basket. Good for Riley. 10-point lead.
They went back to that play. They hadn't used it in a while. It was a back screen at the top of the key.
Cardinals to try to answer. At the other end, on the far side, Dylan Beck. Again, the Cardinals progressively played better and better in that first half. One of the differences, Ben, Wausau West has made some threes in the second half. Down low, Gebauer's going to miss the shot. Rebound, Cardinals. Dylan Beck falling down in traffic. Gebauer, whistle and a foul with 5:32 to go.
The Wausau West foul, number 11, Jackson Riley.
It's going to go on Riley, only the second personal on Riley, the 6-foot junior. The 19th foul, so the Cards one away from the double bonus, but down 10. First free throw from Gebauer is good.
They just have to keep attacking because right now they are in the double bonus coming up. And
yeah. And Thornton will take a seat. Good job for Drew Thornton. Yeah. Put your hands together.
Yes, definitely.
If you're watching the webcast. Or thanks to our video producer, Gavin Bovey. He's got a big day. He gets done here. He's back off to McDonald with two more games to follow.
There's a jersey problem, I think. There's something going on.
Huh. Next free throw is off the money, no, for Gebauer. Stays at 46-37. 5.5 to go. Denny Laramie invitation to follow. 6:10 tonight is the pregame for game one. The boys in action, followed by the girls game. So a full day of basketball and local sports coverage here on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com and live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Wausau West, the clock approaching 5 minutes left. You don't see, you know, one of the things you used to see a lot in high school and college, and I know a lot of high schools have shot clocks, the Cards steal it away. Kalinske's going to lay it up and got it for the Cardinals.
That was their 11th turnover, and
yeah, hasn't had one in a long time.
No,
46-39. But you don't see people run the delay.
No, they don't see that much anymore. You used to do it all the time.
But I guess in college, you have a shot clock, right?
Yeah.
So that's why
that
you wouldn't see it there. And Wisconsin, it's a battle every year when they vote on whether they should have the shot clock.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard logic about expense for smaller schools. Like, that's been their logic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you think boosters in this day and age could probably come up and find some.
I know it's about split in the country.
Yeah.
In terms of states that do and states that don't. And the trend is to have it.
Right, exactly. I think Conrad had a little blood on his jersey. He just ran off it because his jersey off, and that's the issue. Yep, he's going to come in as number one, just so we're aware the rest of the way.
Yeah, he's got beat up a little bit.
Yeah.
46-39, Carr still in the hunt within seven, but time is of the essence. 4:37 to go as the foul was on Kalinske, his second. So the free throw, no good. And here comes Chipman.
7-point game here.
Yeah,
here we go.
For sure. Owen Munson into the forecourt. Cardinals' leading scorer has been down offensively today. Kalinske, right baseline, working hard.
Nice.
Whistle and a foul. I want to call him the Bull. Like, if he was a wrestler, I feel like his name would be Bull Kalinske.
Well, and that's what I've been wanting them to do because, you know, they really haven't been able to stop him inside. They're physically more stronger.
And now Carson Thurston has fouled out, so they're fouling out their guys down low.
Yep, exactly.
And there's two as Drew Thornton's going to check back out. And back in, he's wearing Kobe Twyman's jersey now.
It's like Conrad can fit into Kobe's jersey.
Yeah, right, I know. But Kobe is number one.
Yes, it's interesting.
Kalinske to the line where he is an 81% free throw shooter coming in today, and that one's going to be a little short. 4:24 to go. Cards down seven. If he makes this, they're within two threes. Clock stop, 4:24 to go. Quiet as a golf tournament.
It is.
Second free throw is on the
money.
All right, 46-40. The Cardinals, after leading 24-20 at the half, have been outscored 26-16 in the second half. So a 4-point deficit for Wausau West became a 6-point lead. They've outscored Chippewa by 10.
There's
going left baseline, whistle, and a foul. We're getting a foul almost every time down on both ends now.
Yeah,
4:11 to go.
Yeah, we went the first half of not many fouls.
Right.
It's tightened up in the officiating.
All right. So the third one on Owen Monson for the Cardinals.
Number 14, Drew.
Owen did get that three here in the second half, though, to kind of break through.
Yep.
Jackson Riley.
And, Jackson Riley, a 50% free throw shooter coming into today, averaging 13.6 points. That's that one.
For his stroke, it's kind of surprising.
Yeah, I know.
That isn't
right.
He's got 18.
Okay. He's cooked here in the second half as he had seven at intermission. 4:11 left. Second free throw is off the mark. No
50.
Good. And the rebound to Dillenbeck. So 47-40. Card still in the hunt. Just over 4 minutes to go. Bringing it down. Munson on top. Don't be fooled by the jersey. That is Conrad Gebauer. A near steal. Thornton is back in there for the Cards. They're really kind of doing offensive, defensive substitutions
they
with
are.
Him.
Oh.
And there's it's a steal and taking it in. Cooper whistle and a foul.
Yeah.
And
his turnover hurt.
Cardi Cooper gets the steal. The Cardinals, I have 11th turnover.
Yep, me too.
And then Cooper gets the hoop and the harm, makes it 49-40. I think we'll see the scoreboard switch. There it is. And now the Cards hole gets a little deeper. Instead of down 7 with the ball over 4 minutes, now it's under 4 minutes, down 9. Cooper looks to make it 10. And Kargi is an 80% free throw shooter. Free throw is up and off the rim and falls around and in. That was called a hospitable rim.
Yeah.
All right, a 10-point game. Still time, 3:45 to go. On top, Munson working the offense. Brady Paul, they look for Thornton. Thornton on the left side. Trying to get him a screen or something. Munson behind that three-point line. 3.5 minutes
to go. That's attack here.
Yep. And Dylan Beck. Thornton's going to go right baseline. Really, he's, I think, kind of meant you want to have him come off a pick or a screen. And there's Munson for three.
Nice. Swish. Big hit.
Makes it a 7-point game. And we'll get a timeout in the action. 3:17 to go when we come back in half a minute. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chihai Boys Basketball.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Stelter Incorporated, you just heard about them. How about look for Mauer Sperry Insurance, highlight of the week on our Wogo Sports social media channel. Follow Wogo Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. All right, time of the essence, 3:17 to go.
Pressure here.
And the Cardinals with a little bit of pressure. Wausau West with the ball and a 7-point lead. Waldvogel into the forecourt, on top to Riley. Jackson into the paint, looking to lean in and misses the shot. Thought it was a gimme. Kalinske gets the rebound. And a whistle. And getting into the forecourt for the Cardinals was Owen Munson. And what's the call?
There was a collision with Connor and I don't know if it was Riley or one of the other players from West.
Okay.
And they're debating.
And it looked.
Oh, we're going to call 11 at the hole. Yep.
Okay. Third personal on Jackson Riley. Their leading scorer is 18 on the day. And another explanation for Coach Nate Lemons here.
Yeah, they got tangled up. I don't know if it was even worth. I don't know. Huh. We'll take the call.
All right, 2:56 to go. Again, the Cards still in this thing. Down 7. First one is up and a little short for Connor. Stays at 50-43. 7-point. Again, Wausau West is led by 11 here in the second half a couple
big
of times.
Free throw here. That's a big one.
Connor, it's a couple times now he's hitting that second one. Makes it a 6-point game. Full court press from the Cards. And Kargi Cooper across the timeline, whistle and a foul at the other end. And it's going to go on Conrad Gebauer. It's going to be his fourth. Yeah, again, he wore number 21 until he got blood on the jersey.
I'm trying to figure out, he's going to keep him as 21 on the scoreboard. Yeah.
And so.
Double bonus.
Will Stengel, 6.4 a game, scores 70% free throw shooter, and he'll miss the first one.
It's his second miss from the line.
White City Glass. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. All right, 2:49 to go. There's still time. Especially with that three-point line, somebody like Drew Thornton who can drain him. Owen Munson, second one is good. 51-44, all right, it's a three-possession game. Cardinals now, Owen Munson advancing it, the 6'3 junior. The forecourt gets it on top to Gebauer. Gebauer, left corner to Thornton. Working around on the outside. Can't take too long, 2:35 left.
Got a three-possession game right now.
Right, exactly.
Someone's got to be open. They doubled.
Yep, they work it on the outside. Brady Paul. Munson's going to shoot the
three. That's a big three.
Oh. Air ball just
grazed
it.
That's our ball, though.
Out of bounds. Cards will keep it with 2:20 to go. 2:20 left in regulation here on WOGO with Chihai in a hole down 51-44. The 1-6 Cards against the 4-4 Wausau West Warriors. Cards, no Kobe Twyman, no Grant Von Hayden today.
There it is.
Three-pointer, Munson, air ball. And they cannot save it out of bounds to Wausau.
That looked good coming off the hand, Mark, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I thought he had his legs.
And
offense, defense again.
I was going to just check the three-point numbers on Owen Munson. He came in at 35%. He came in 15 of 42, 35.7%. So yeah, it's been a tougher day today.
A little tougher.
Said one. All right, we'll take a half-minute break. When we come back, Wausau West Ball on a seven-point lead on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Stelzer Incorporated works every single day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelzerIncorporated.com. All right, 2:13 to go. 7-point lead for Wausau West. They've got the ball against the Cardinals' full court press. And getting it inbound.
You should be dribbling it.
Steal away by Brady Paul. 12th turnover. Cardinals on the far side. Dylan Beck finds his open teammate, Gabe Bauer. Gabe Bauer, left wing, gets it off to Munson.
Take it.
Down low to Gabe Bauer. Cardinals working on the outside. Munson, a fade.
Ooh.
Hits the three, and the Cardinals back within four.
Toughest shot he's had.
51-47. Yeah, what do you know, huh?
Oh.
So what, the other ones needed to be harder? Is that what it is?
I guess.
Chippewa Falls foul on number two, Owen Munson.
So Munson gets the foul. Fourth. That's his fourth. It's the, again, both teams in the double bonus. And so that will send Jackson Riley, a 50% free throw shooter, to the line. And I know we're both surprised that he's 50, but...
Yeah, I am shocked by that.
That's what the stats were, as the first free throw is good. He looks... calm, cool, and collected there. He came in 13 of 26, so he'd had a lot of tries, but...
Yeah.
52-47. Yeah, what a difference. Again, he had a three-pointer. The feeling of a 7 to a 4.
Oh, I know.
So just like that, back to a 6. All right, 53-47.
Gotta go.
1:38. Inside of 100 seconds left now. Gabe Bauer to Thornton. Boy, Drew, they want him to shoot the three if they can just free him up for a moment. 50% three-point shooter. He's only added to that today. On the far side, Brady Paul. Brady on a bounce pass. They
there
work it
is.
Down. There's Munson. Shot on the way.
Yep.
Got it. Another one for Owen Munson. Munson makes it 53-50. The Cards, it's a one-possession game. Wow. And now Wausau West. And a foul is called on
Gabauer.
And Conrad just fouled out of here, the 6'5 senior, with 1:05 to go. But he prevented an almost sure basket.
Well, that's what he had to do there.
Yes, yeah.
They were stuck. Otherwise, it was going to be a for sure, you know.
Well, Munson is heated up at the right time.
Oh, wow, I'd
with
say.
With 2 3-pointers here down the stretch. Cut it from 51-44 to 47. Wausau West gets 2 free throws, and then he gets another 3. And 65 seconds to go, so Kalinske comes in to join Dylan Beck and Paul and Munson. And, yes, also Drew Thornton. Drew's the only one not on the free throw line or in the forecourt. Being aware of him now. It's the first free throw, no good for Riley. He'll get another. It's actually not Riley, right? This is number one, Will Stengel. Stengel, 54-50, so it's a two-possession game, but still time. Munson.
Plenty of time now.
Munson's got the hot hand at the moment, though you wouldn't mind Thornton. Munson's going to shoot that one. It's
That's a two.
It's a two.
It's
a two-pointer, 54-52.
Timeout.
Wow, just lighting it up right now. And the game, if it could extend, Munson could carry them. We'll take a 30 back in half a minute. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
What a finish after the Cards were down 11 in the second half on a couple occasions, including 42-31. They have rallied back within two at 54-52. Mark Howerson, Mike Hula on the call. Gavin Bobby, our video producer. Dawson Halverson, our radio producer. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnaces running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. All right, don't forget later, it's the Holly Bobby Names You Know Stats Recap at the Post-Class Post-Game Show. Hope to hear it from head coach Jason Prue. Hope he's got a smile on his face following a victory. Cardinal full court press now.
Ooh.
Struggling to get it in against the pressure. They do. The Cardinals going all out now on this one.
Don't foul. Don't really foul.
Waldo gets it across on the near side.
Oh, he dropped it.
Through his hands and out of bounds. Through the hands of Matthew Heilman. 13th turnover. Cards get it with 42.5 to play. Brady Paul, the red hot Owen Munson, Cale Dillenbeck, Drew Thornton, and Connor Kalinske. Gabe Bauer has fouled out for the Cards. They've had Butella and Thurs foul out for Wausau West. 39 seconds to go. On top, Kalinske, a two to tie, a three to get the lead. Ball knocked away briefly and recovered there by Munson. On top, Brady Paul.
We're going to have to shoot a three.
Bounce
now.
Down low, Kalinske chasing it down in the corner, and they're fighting for the ball. The Cardinals.
Someone's got to be open.
Brady Paul's got to get it to somebody. He does to Kalinske,
no.
And then nearly stolen away, out of bounds.
Chip was
who
ball.
Touched
Chip
it?
Chip was ball.
They're saying Chi-Hi ball.
18.6 now.
Now, the Wausau West player tried to throw it off the Cardinal player, but you seem to see it.
Yeah, his hand touched it.
Okay.
Coming back after it.
Well, okay, they were not able to get a shot off that possession so far, but they kept the ball. Dillenbeck on the far side. 18.6 seconds. Munson's had the hot hand. They're all over him now.
Foul. It's a foul.
And he's going to the line for two shots. Jackson Riley gets his fourth. Over-aggressive on defense. Ill-advised with 15.3 seconds to go. And Owen Munson came in a 50% free throw shooter. I don't know what you got him for on the day, but
he hasn't shot a free throw. He's missed one.
Huh.
He's missed the front end of one.
Okay. He gets two here, though. Both teams in the double bonus. It's been a very aggressive second half. First one is up.
Nope.
Short.
Short. Shoot.
Well, the question, do you just try to make this? I would try to make it.
You try to make it. You got
the other.
You could fall and hit
is,
a chance.
Right.
It's hard to miss.
If there was less time, you might try to do that. Second one is on the way, and
yeah,
you got
good.
It. 54-53. Cards are within one.
Timeout.
And a timeout is called. Yeah. We'll take a full timeout. We're back in a minute. Chi High down one when we come back on WDOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
The final 15 seconds. Chi-Hi down one. Wausau West against the full court press. Mike Cool, what's Chi-Hi looking to do
you
here?
You want to do a quick trap, then a foul. If you can trap him, you want to trap him.
I would really say try to get a steal. If you don't get it, then you're going to want to foul, and then they commit the foul right away. Connor Kalinske, his third, I believe. And not much time elapsed off that clock, about a second, down to 14.4.
Well, the nice part is you fall the 50% three-throw shooter.
Yeah.
And he's been 50% today.
Yeah. And we said 13 out of 26 coming in. He's their leading scorer at 13.6 a game. His name is Jackson Riley. He's a six-foot junior. He's been to the line a good deal. But like you said, the 50%. So cards down one. First one is on the money. So it makes it 55-53. All right, so Drew Thornton checking back with Jacoby Jenkins. Connor Kalinske.
And you still have plenty of time. You could actually
Munson
get a
and
two.
And
you could actually get a two. Sorry, Mark. You get a two again if you needed to, really.
Right. Next one from Riley is good. It's a three-point game, so a three-pointer to tie for the Cardinals in the waning seconds. Munson is the guy who's had the hot hand. Drew Thornton can shoot it. Back to Munson. Take the shot if you need to. Drew Thornton, somebody get the shot up. And at least try to tie it. Kalinske to Munson. The time is 2 seconds. He's not going to hit a shot. Thornton.
It is. Oh.
The back of the rim, no good. My concern was if you don't get a shot, you didn't even give yourself a chance. They almost did. Thornton got a desperation heave.
Yeah, it was. They were playing for the three, and they just couldn't quite. They knew who the three-point shooters were.
It felt like hot potato a little bit.
It did. They were trying to get one of the two of them three.
Yeah.
That was the whole point.
It's a matter of time, but wanting to get the best look you can.
Yes. And the unfortunate thing about that was I would have been nice to see them attack the hoop, maybe draw them in a little bit, hopefully. But, you do what you can in those situations, and they went for the tie.
And Wasso, I thought maybe they'd foul the three-point shooter, but they didn't foul at all.
No, but they kept the pressure on, and they really did not give Munson or Thornton any space.
Right. No, and again, Drew's terrific. We know Drew can shoot from long range, but not able to hit from way out there.
Yeah.
Entertaining game, though.
A very entertaining game. They've been in the last few games with Holman now and now with West. I mean, there's some things they can build on off this game.
We hope that Coach Prue will join us in the post game. He's talking to his guys. We'll take a one-minute break. Back in a moment. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
It's time for change. And put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Mark Halverson, Mike Cool here on the post-class post-game show. Dawson Halverson, if you want to check my text, I'd appreciate it. This is the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. 56-53, our final score. It was quite a journey as Chai fell behind early, 6-2, 10-4. Down 12-6, though, then they turned the tide, outscoring Wausau West and getting themselves a lead at 14-13, right? And,
right.
Three-pointer, 16-13. We were tied at 18. And really, Chai, from that tie, actually, I guess they did briefly lose the lead, but led 21-19, went in the half up 24-20. Offense was really slow to get a basket in the second half, and when they fell behind by 10 or 11, you maybe thought they were done at 42-31, but they fought back, couldn't quite get back to tie, but they got so close at within one, within two, at 54-53, but couldn't do it, come up on the short end, 56-53. Mike Hoole.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is the takeaway from both halves of this game was a tale of how it started and how it ended. Both times Chippewa struggled to start the game, but then as the game progressed, you saw just a transition of you know, them improving and just the way their offense ran and the way they shot. And then defensively, they improved as well. And I think, you know, West Ham almost had the opposite. They started off great both halves. And as the half progressed, they started to struggle a little bit. And I think that was kind of the vibe of the motion of it. You know, it's always a game of runs. Basketball rarely goes, when you hit a shot, I hit a shot. It's like someone makes a run, the other team makes a run. And it was definitely games of runs, but there were longer stretches than what I'd say in normal runs, which you would see.
And when it started to feel like maybe it was over, I mean, you saw Drew and company, they're stepping it up here in the second half for Chippewa Falls, as you had Owen Munson and Drew Thornton in their own time keeping the cards alive.
Oh, exactly. And I think, you know, that, I mean, that those, either they were our leading scorers tonight with 17-9 for Chippewa. And they really did. They showed up. And I think, you know, and when you're shooting threes, they can go through stages like that as well. But you can see their confidence rise. It's interesting in any young person when they're playing a game, even the college level. They start to hit a couple and they start to feel it, right? And they start to go. And when you miss a few, you're almost trying to aim it a little bit, or they subconsciously. And you can see it. You can see their confidence go, and they can build off this. Like if they can take the first 5 minutes of the first half and the first 7 minutes of the second half and improve on that just a little bit,
right?
Just a little bit, it would change the game.
And again, you know, it's just a different look here. This is a team that Grant Von Hayden functioning as your point guard so often. Kobe Twyman as an off guard, and neither of them available to the cards today. Well, tell you what, Mike, we're going to turn to you. It's time for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Caldwell Banker, Bonanza Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. How about it?
Yes. For West, we'll do that real quick. Jackson Riley led the team with 22. Miles Walfogle had 14, and Cooper had 12. We'll just go with the top three, I think, for that.
Okay.
And then Owen Munson had 17. Drew Thornton had 9. And then Conrad Gebauer and Connor Clancy, Gebauer of 6, Conrad with 7. And then a few others contributed well, Dellenbach and Jenkins. And I think the thing was is the turnovers really disappeared for the Chippewa in the second half.
Yeah.
And I think that was it. I think I had them for 12. Is that right?
Yeah, 11 or 12.
11 or 12.
And really, 13 for Wausau West. Yeah. So both teams got a lot better in that department for sure. So it did wear off that rust. They worked up the lather. You get the workout in. You would have liked the W, but it's just not. And again, you know, talking to Coach beforehand, Coach Pruitt talked about the fact that, hey, you know, offense really lit up, 40 points in that loss at Holman before Christmas, 68. They lose 78-68. This one hard fought. But again, you know, the Memorial game, boy, hard fought, 2-point loss in that one. So.
Right. I mean, I think there's things to build off of. You got Memorial coming back again. You have some other teams you're going to see, you know, coming through. They haven't played yet. And I think there should be some, you know, things you can build off. I'm an old school coach, and I believe you want to play your best basketball as the season progresses, not at the beginning.
Yeah,
you want to continue to improve.
Sure.
And if you're averaging 40 a game, in the last two games you're well above that average, and you're missing two of your top scorers for this game, that's something you can really build off of.
So, again, continue to learn and grow. And so, hey, real quick, your son and daughter both played high school basketball at Chi High, so give us an update on them quickly.
Yeah. They both played college ball as well. But my son is assistant coach at Concordia St. Paul right now. It's a Division II college, the Sun Conference, which is a really good conference. And then my daughter and my son-in-law, and my son and his wife, they have two kids, and they're adopting. And then my daughter and son-in-law were up for Christmas as well, and he works the DNR fisheries. He measures fish. He gets to fish for a living. I tease him about that. And my daughter is working down there as well, and they have a little one too. So we're very joyful about that. But, they have fond memories of here. I always like to give them a little grief on that, because my daughter was probably the last 6'2 post player to come through Chippewa girls basketball.
We can use some of that height.
Yeah, and in that year she was the shortest post player in the conference in the Big Rivers at 6'2.
Wow.
So we always joke about that. But no, our family's doing well.
Yeah,
everything's
good.
Going well. Thank you for asking.
And again, pastoring Valley Vineyard Church. Yeah. People can learn more online.
Definitely. You know, we have a new curriculum for our kids program that includes, it's an all-inclusive kids program, which allows kids with all these sensory needs. We're part of a national grant across all denominations, and we have seen just an amazing experience for parents that if you have any sensory needs of your kids at all, and even as an adult, we've just seen a real cool season the last 4 months of that.
Terrific. And again, located here?
Yeah, 910 Bridgewater. Uh-huh. We're up past the Boys and Girls Club. Uh-huh. And we used to have farm fields. Now we have a bunch of apartments around us.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've been there now. This is our 19th year as a church. And we're just so fortunate to be in the Chippewa Falls.
Yeah.
And we appreciate all that you do in WOGO and WWIB does for us. We just feel so blessed by that. And you guys are great. And we're just so happy to be here. It's hard to imagine, though. It's been almost two decades.
Hard to believe. Mike, thanks so much. I'm going to head to the highlights postgame and finish it out. You have a happy new year.
You too. Have a new year, Mark.
Thanks so much. All right. Our friend Mike Houle helping us in the broadcast here on WOGO Sports. This is the Post Glass Postgame Show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. All right. So let's get to some of the highlights, starting with the first half here on WOGO. Phones on. I know. Come on. We did volleyball this year. I'm telling you, it's not too quiet very often in volleyball. All right. So Cardinals with the ball and still that 4-point lead. There's the bounce pass down low. Kalinske doesn't quite go. He gets his fights for his own rebound. Out of there with it is Waldvogel. And Wausau West now. Again, both. As well, apparently, we're going to get Coach Prue here shortly. So we'll go back to the highlights here in a little bit. And I think I had it try to get him up to date because those were some of the second half highlights, but we had first half highlights to get to. So, all right, Coach Prue's going to join us here in the post game. So, Coach, a very entertaining game. And you guys, very entertaining game. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought we did a really nice job. We had a lot of energy and engagement, and some shots didn't fall in the first half. They scored off that first cut too many times. But holding a 4-point lead at half, I felt good at halftime. In the second half, we kind of came out a little bit slow. The consistency really wasn't there to start. But I really liked the way we responded. We played some good D, got some good stops when we needed to, made some timely shots, and we gave ourselves a chance.
Oh, absolutely. And I think you're missing two of your offensive input there, top some of the top two players. I mean, you guys had some really young men that really stepped up tonight.
Yeah, I thought we brought, Drew Thorne coming mm-hmm. in and Jacoby Jenkins and Luke Thompson. I thought they did a nice job of stepping up into that next role. And Brady Paul stepping in for Grant in that starting spot. It kind of just moved everybody up a little bit. But not having Kobe for the last couple and not having Grant this one. We have some younger kids that are competitive and are just waiting for their opportunity. And I thought they did a nice job in that.
I think down 12-6 early, you guys able to surge, have that 4-point half, and then even down 11 in the second half, and the hard-fought effort to make it right down to the wire.
Yeah, we competed, and that's what these guys will do. They're going to continue to compete, and they're going to continue to play for each other, and it's a great group of guys, and I'm really proud of them. I want to win so badly for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, definitely.
Well, Coach, thank you so much. Happy New Year, and we'll see you in 2026.
All right, see you next year.
All right,
see you next year, Coach.
All right, Jason Prue here on WOGO Sports. And so thanks so much to the head coach of the Chi-High Cards for joining us here in this broadcast as well. All right, so let's get to some of those highlights. Take two here on WOGO on FM 103.1, AM 680, and WOGO.com, and live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. I know my buddy Gavin Bovey's got it. He's like, Calvo, I got to get across the street. I know, it's going to happen. We'll make it happen. We really will, but here's the highlights. Ready, set, go. Right side, nice move off the backboard. Gets his own rebound, and there's two for the Cardinals. Munson puts the Cards on the scoreboard. Some good defense, but still, Gabe Bauer double-teamed in the right corner. Picks up his dribble. On top to Dylan Beck. Cardinals down 12-6, approaching the middle point of this first half. Wide open, Gabe Bauer for three.
Got it.
Three-pointer for Chi-High. All right, Owen Munson on the far side. He scored early, I think, but has been quiet since then. He had his own rebound basket. Leads the Cards at 12.6 a game. He finds Paul. They go Gabe Bauer. Put up and no, it is. No, it's Dylan Beck. Dylan Beck for two. It was very nice. So Brady Paul into the forecourt for the Cards as we approach the three-minute mark of this first half. Chi down 17-16. Cardinals had outscored Wausau West over a good stretch, 10-1. since being down 12-6. Now they've seen Wausau West go in a 4-0 run. Jenkins left corner off the rim. No
nice
good.
Rebound.
Kalinske rebound in traffic.
Yes.
There's the Cardinal basket. Final seconds
right
of the half. Dylan Beck gets it ahead to.
Oh,
there it is. They beat the buzzer.
Oh,
counted it. Oh, my. Wow. What a play for the Cardinals.
An exciting play at the end of the first half for Chippewa Falls. And then in the second half, it was a long cold spell for Chippewa as that 4-point lead disappeared for them.
And that's the thing. They scored one free throw, but no baskets. As on the working around on the outside. Now, I wonder, Munson, he missed several threes. I wonder if mentally he's just kind of like, you know what? You know, because he'd missed
right.
some.
Well, the easiest is to try to get a nice layup for yourself. That gets your confidence
back.
That
would
be
good. Again, their leading scorer, Munson, at 12.6 again.
The outside, Drew Thornton for three.
Yes. I'll take that.
Drew came in 50% three-point shooter. Drained. So 38-28, Cardinals down 10. Thornton gets it left wing to Gebauer. There's the shot from Munson.
That's in there.
There's three of the game. In a hurry now. Taking their time up by nine. They trailed by four at the half. Drive drawing the foul. Miles Waldvogel. Game still time, 3:45 to go. On top, Munson, working the offense. Brady Paul, they look for Thornton. Thornton on the left side, try to get him a screen or something. Munson behind that three-point line. 3.5 minutes
to go.
That's
attack here.
Yep. And Dylan Beck. Thornton's going to go right baseline. Really, he's, I think, kind of meant you want to have him come off a pick or a screen. And there's Munson for three.
Nice.
Switch.
Big
makes it a... Cardinals. On the far side, Dylan Beck finds his open teammate, Gebauer. Gebauer, left wing, gets it off
here
to
it is.
Munson.
Connor, take it.
Down low to Gebauer. Cardinals working on the outside. Munson, a fade.
Ooh.
Hits the three, and the Cardinals back within four.
And go.
1:38, inside of 100 seconds left now. Gebauer to Thornton. Boy, Drew, they want him to shoot the three if they can just free him up for a moment. 50% three-point shooter. He's only added to that today. On the far side, Brady Paul. Brady on a bounce pass. They
there
work it
is.
Down. There's Munson. Shot on the way.
Yep.
Got it. Another one for Owen Munson. Hey, but still time. Munson.
Plenty of time now.
Munson's got the hot hand at the moment, though you wouldn't mind Thornton. Munson's going to shoot that one. It's
that's
a two.
Two.
It's a two.
It's okay.
Two-pointer. And that's how things would end. Ultimately, Chahan able to score after that, and hard fought, coming up just short, 56-53 here in this loss today, dropping to 1-7 on the season, and Wausau West upping their record to 5-4. On our WOGO sports calendar, this is just game one of a triple header. Yes, 6:10 tonight from across the street at McDonald, the Denny Laramie Invitational. As it will be the McDonald boys in action at 6:30 tonight. Caleb Swenson anchoring our coverage tonight on WOGO Sports. And stick around for that. The boys game followed by the girls game. And then we do it again tomorrow, 5:10. The pregame for the girls game tomorrow. And then the boys game to follow at about 7:30 or immediately after. Thanks so much to Gavin Bovee, our video producer, and Dawson Halverson, our radio producer. Again, Chi-High comes up on the short end. They'll next play against Rice Lake in a twin bill going on here at Chi-High against the Warriors, another Warriors squad on January 6th. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. Good night.
W-O-G-O. Chi-High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Cardinals Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.